Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Tony.
I thought of you yesterday before I even read this story. I saw the headline. I was on the phony to get you in here this morning. In the front page, top fold of the money section of USA Today, the headline reads, "Gold soars on debt. Europe woes. Investor fears push gold above $1,600. When you saw that number go there, what did you think? Where is gold as we speak?
It's just a little bit below $1,600.
Well, what's going on?
Well, it's a developing situation, actually going back years, where the U.S. government is spending way beyond its means and pretty much every other government in the world. And they're all trying to persuade each other to accept their debt. The United States government has relied on other governments to buy U.S. Treasury debt to support the value of the U.S. dollar. And other countries are, especially in the Eurozone, the weak economies there are depending on the more prosperous countries to subsidize their fiscal mismanagement. And the problem has become so huge you can't hide it anymore.
Well, according to this story written by John Wagner of USA Today, gold vaulted past $1,600 an ounce on Monday, driven by worries about the federal debt limit and ongoing problems in Europe. And I circled one of the sentences here. Gold fares well when people lose confidence in paper money and faith in the euro and the U.S. dollar has taken a pounding lately.
That's exactly what's going on.
And you mentioned that an emergency meeting bringing in European head of states has been called for, and this meeting will be held in less than a week?
Well, it's tomorrow. Last Friday, Herman Van Rompuy, the president of the European Council, called a meeting for noon Thursday in Brussels for the heads of state of the European euro currency countries, and said the heads of state need to attend. You don't call a meeting like that 6 days from now saying you have to have heads of state there unless it's an emergency and unless you expect to reach a significant decisions there. The agenda that he announced is they would be discussing the future of the euro in general, and also focusing on the problems of the Greek debt.
Why don't we hear much about this story? We do hear that there are some issues over in Europe, Greece, Portugal, and some other countries. We know that the European community has given monies to Greece, and they're still struggling. Why is that?
Well, basically, the Greek government is spending way beyond its means, and the people of the country don't like it that they're being asked to foot the bill. They'd rather have people in other countries pay for it.
All right. Now, let's tie this up in a nice bow. What's all this stuff mean to you and I working 9 to 5, trying to put some money away for the future and for college and trying to pay these high gas prices? What's all this mean?
It's pretty bleak, although even though President Obama has threatened that when the debt ceiling is supposedly reached on August 2nd, there's a risk that the U.S. Treasury may not pay its maturing debt and interest, and Social Security checks may not go out. I can just about guarantee you those debts will be paid, Social Security checks will go out. There's no politician in Washington that's going to want to lose his job by letting that fail to happen.
So the government is going to make sure that Social Security and that the interest on the debt gets paid, and then other things will go to the wayside.
There may be some other things that have delayed funding. But the politicians in Washington are not talking about the real fiscal problems. Last month, USA Today did their annual analysis on an accrual basis of the 2010 federal government budget and found that there was $5.3 billion of expenses that had not been booked because their liabilities for pensions and health care benefits to be paid in the future. So that instead of talking about $1.3 trillion deficit that the federal government officially reported, You're really looking at about a $4.5 trillion deficit or more.
And we were talking earlier, we've already defaulted in some aspects.
Effectively, the United States has been defaulting on its debt all along. As the value of the dollar falls, that means the debtors are being paid back with less value than they originally loaned to the government. When the Quantitative Easing 2 program was announced the day after the November elections, or from that day to now, the value of the U.S. dollar compared to gold has fallen about 18.5%. So that means the people that loaned money to the U.S. government last November have already lost 18.5%. That really is a partial default. That's the accurate description of what's been happening.
Is there somewhat of a panic or deeper concern from people of means, people who are wealthy? I was talking with a friend yesterday who told me he has some friends that are very, very wealthy who have bought gold and tucked it away in banks in Canada. Is there a fear amongst the wealthy about our economic situation?
There's fear among everybody. Among the largest buyers of gold in the last 8 months have been central banks, actually. For years and years, central banks, this more than a 20-year stretch, central banks were net sellers of gold. Last year, for the year as a whole, central banks became net buyers, and so far in 2011, central banks have already bought more gold than they bought all in the year 2010.
And what you warn about, Patrick, is for people who buy gold to make sure that you get the physical gold, because there's a lot of paper floating around out there. As a matter of fact, there are more people who own gold but don't have the physical gold because there's not enough to cover all those notes.
Right. Commodity contracts are not covered by any significant percentage by the metals in the vault. On the London Metals Exchange, in theory, there's 100% backing of gold and silver contracts, but a year and a half ago, in testimony before the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, two speakers said there's only enough gold and silver in the vaults to cover 1-3% of the outstanding contracts. The COMEX, by design, only has partial coverage of the outstanding contracts.
All right, Patrick, before we let you go, for people who want to learn more about this, where can they go?
Well, I do a lot of writings. I write a newsletter for my company, Liberty Coins, and in other venues. If you just do a search on the internet for Patrick Heller, you'll find a professor at Columbia and some other people, but you'll start finding a lot of articles on gold that I write. You're welcome to come to my business to get more information, and I certainly encourage people to check around. Don't just listen to one person.